A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
We have an update on Randy Orton amid fan speculation for a SummerSlam return, plus the latest on Rey Mysterio after his injury scare, and a SmackDown star makes a surprise NXT return. For Wednesday, August the 2nd, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Voices on the weekend. There is some fan speculation that Randy Orton may be appearing around SummerSlam. This is after Grayson Waller was reported to be involved in a segment with a WWE legend. A few names have been thrown around, and one of those is the legend killer Randy Orton. Well, Fightful Select have put the kibosh on that with their latest report, saying Randy Orton is healing up, but we haven't heard that he is heading back just yet. Sources within WWE Creative said that as of this past week, Randy Orton had not been factored into WWE Creative plans whatsoever. We've heard that he's not yet cleared for in-ring training or action, and those we've spoken to say there hasn't been an extensive conversation about what the plans will be for Orton. As of now, before in-ring training resumes, Orton is planning to make a return to the ring. However, a lower back fusion isn't typical among pro wrestlers, and it's uncharted territory for many. Doctors have told Orton that wrestling in the future is not a good idea, but he still plans on it. He has resumed lifting, and we've been told, say Fightful, he's huge as a result. Orton has resumed working out but hasn't resumed bumping. He will likely be brought into the Performance Center to do so. When we asked the WWE source if Orton would be returning at SummerSlam, they said to not count on it, and that he'd not been factored into any creative that they'd heard of. If Orton is planning an imminent return, it is being kept very quiet.
I have to call off this match. Rey Mysterio can no longer compete. Nurse Santos Escobar.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been informed that Rey Mysterio is no longer able to compete in this match. Therefore, your winner is Santos Escobar!
But of course, a bittersweet victory for Mr. Escobar as he advances to the finals of the United States Invitational. He'll face Austin Theory for the title. A true show of sportsmanship and love between these two here. And again, Wade, we were discussing it during the commercial break. It was pretty apparent when Ray got back in the ring after that move that he just wasn't himself.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Look, Santos Escobar was as fired up as anyone to take on Rey Mysterio, aiming for victory, of course, as we see Austin Theory far from impressed, knowing he's going to be facing Santos Escobar next. Santos Escobar did not want to win that.
Rey Mysterio on SmackDown with an injury scare during his match with Santos Escobar. You heard that just there. The match thrown out and awarded to Santos after two incidents, according to Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer, during that match where Rey Mysterio had concussion concerns. Rey was, quote, knocked silly on two occasions before WWE officials decided to call an audible and award Escobar the win. Now, there is no word on when Rey Mysterio will be making an in-ring return. However, he will be on NXT next week, as we discovered a few hours ago on the show.
And wherever my Latino heat goes, I go.
That's perfect, because next week, I won't come alone either.
Yo, Dom. Hey, Dom. Dominique. Yeah, it's your father. And guess what? I am proud to say that I am coming next week to NXT to be in the corner of someone truly respected. The future of Lucha Libre. Así es, el futuro, Dragon Lee. Hey, I hate to break it to you, but I'm going to have the best seat in the house. And I can't wait when Dragon Lee te parte toda la... Yeah, you know what's going to happen. Dragon Lee's going to take away that North American title. See you there.
So Rey Mysterio across the ring from his estranged son once more for that North American Championship match on next week's NXT. Interesting to see the dynamic there. It is the story, I believe, that will never end between father and son, at least not until they are united once more.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And also last start on NXT, Thea Hale seemed to tease leaving Andre Chase University. She was very despondent during last night's show. There was a segment with Baron Corbin in which he told her that her loss on Sunday to Tiffany Stratton was her peak in wrestling and she should pack up and go home. Of course, Hale lost that match after Andre Chase threw in the towel on her behalf during the submission match. Our Andre Chase really defended Thea Hale backstage to Baron Corbin. It led to a match between Andre and the Baron. During the match, Chase got locked into a half crab, and this led Thea Hale to return the favour from the Great American Bash and throw in the towel for Chase, costing him the match. She then stormed out, leaving Duke Hudson and Andre Chase behind. Could Thea Hale be doing her own thing on NXT soon? I do hope not. I'm just sad that somebody's upset Thea Hale. She is an angel. Another pair that seemed to be going their separate ways, another group that seemed to be going their separate ways, is Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes. A backstage segment saw Trick Williams telling Carmelo Hayes he's not a sidekick. And there's no tension and no heat between them, but it looks as if that combo is done for now.
We Trick Mello gang. Yeah.
We always gonna be. I mean that. I'm ride or die.
Yes.
But I ain't no sidekick, man.
Hey, I never saw you as a sidekick, bro.
Look, I know you don't, but they do. You're Carmelo Hayes. You're on top right now. You're doing your thing, rightfully so. You're on track to be one of the greatest to ever do it. But I ain't champion. You are. You defeated Mad Dragon. That's good. I gotta get him for myself. I gotta show him what I'm made of. I'm a slave. That Mad Dragon.
Damn. Trick. I respect that.
Look, man, this ain't no breakup. I just gotta be my own man.
Well, I always got your back, man. Superstars.
I won't miss.
I know you won't, bro. No, you don't. Hey, bro. We'll get it.
As some families are splitting, others are reuniting, even if just for one night. Tony D'Angelo and Stax got attacked by Gallus at the start of last night's NXT, and this led to a challenge for later in the night. And to even the odds, Tony D'Angelo called an old friend. Santos Escobar, who had his history with the family, stood alongside them to defeat Gallus in a six-man tag last night. A nice surprise appearance by the LWO's Santos Escobar, making a return to NXT last night. I don't think there's any long-term plans here. More just a case of anything can happen on NXT, including a surprise appearance by one of its former stars in Santos Escobar. No plans for him to be there next week when we have Rey Mysterio in the corner of Dragon Lee facing Dominic Mysterio with Rhea Ripley in his for the North American title. We do have Bron Breakker and Von Wagner going one-on-one next week. This is after Breakker speared Wagner last week. They've got some steam to let off. We'll see Ilya Dragunov back in action after losing his match over Carmelo Hayes, and he will face, in the beginning of his solo campaign, Trick Williams next week. We'll see Mustafa Ali taking on Axiom and the Heritage Cup trophy on the line with Noam Dar defending his, because obviously he's got an extra one now, against Tyler Bates. That is how NXT is shaping up for next week. But all eyes before then turn to Detroit for SummerSlam. This Saturday, WWE's biggest party of the summer takes place. Look out for 9 pitches for SummerSlam later today on this podcast feed and on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. Plus, predictions for SummerSlam, live reactions on Saturday night with Adam Pacitti and Andrew Hodkinson. Plus, you'll have what happened at SummerSlam with Jack the Jobber and the WTF moments from SummerSlam with Ross as well. A busy week of SummerSlam-flavored stuff on the Cultaholic YouTube channel and on the Cultaholic podcast feed. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out Cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Thank you.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.